Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today, and boy, it felt like kind of a little bit of a longer week, and so I'm really glad to be here at Friday. I've been excited all day since I came in. I've been on about
been
a level nine.
Mood.
I have been. I've been in a good mood lately, and I know it's weird, like, oh, that's a change, and I find myself, like, literally driving around sometimes and feeling content and happy, you
Who
know.
Are you?
I don't know, but it's weird. But it's like, but grateful, you know, kind of thing, you know. And because like sometimes that's not my normal default. Like my normal default is kind of angsty, and like when I'm driving around and I'm like, man, I feel good today, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is happy.
Well, I know how to get you out of a good mood.
Oh no, what?
I was reading on the potty group.
Yeah.
At Wally Show. You can join if you go to facebook.com/groups/WallyShowPotties. And that's two D's. Jessica, she said, just a thought for this morning. God loves us all, even Hayden.
Oh.
We're starting with Hayden today.
You know,
we ended yesterday. We start today.
Even Hayden couldn't mess me up today. Hypothetical Hayden.
Really?
You know what? I actually think I might take Hayden to lunch today.
What?
Yeah.
Pick him up from the shelter?
Yeah, I think.
No, you're not going to take him to like a 4-star dining.
No. Like We're going to do Arby's.
Oh, he's only worth Arby's.
No, Arby's is better than McDonald's. It's a little high quality.
It's better than BK.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I need Hayden to have a father figure.
He has an allergic reaction to something at Arby's.
Yeah.
Okay. Dad, I'm a vegan.
Oh, gosh. No, we're out. We're back out. Now I'm not happy anymore. No, it's weird. I've just been like bouncing off the walls today. I have nothing really planned this weekend, but I'm like, the possibilities are endless. I could play pickleball. I could build some stuff. I could go buy some tools that I wanted to get for a while. Like I'm like, what can I do? Like, I'm like
exciting.
Really excited about this.
Well,
know?
I mean, okay. Well, okay. Just because, you know, different kind of day. You just did a weekend plan.
I know I did.
Should we just do weekend plans?
Yeah. Weekend plans. Evan's got them. Weekend plans. All right. So I really don't have anything.
Which is good.
I'm resting today. And then I think I'm probably going to have lunch with my parents, though I haven't reached out to them yet, but they're usually down.
I hope they don't screen you. You're their Hayden.
Impossible. I'm not done.
No, I was going to ask you a question. Go ahead. Finish your weekend plan. Then I'm going to ask you.
And then I'm going to have a game night with a couple of friends tomorrow night. And then Sunday, I'm helping with the kids at church.
Are you doing Dutch Blitz?
I don't know. That's a good question. We might be doing Sky Joe.
Somebody got Dutch Blitz, like that I know. They're like, oh,
so
Dutch
fun.
Blitz. And it was a present. Oh, it was Paul's kids. And I was like, oh my gosh, Betty loves that game. But I don't remember. You showed me one time how to play it, and I've never played it since then.
It's fast paced.
Yeah. I like that.
Have you thought, because like you've been sick a lot lately, this last, you know, 3 months or so.
Yep.
You're going back into the dungeon of snot that is serving with kids.
I think I'm going to take me some, like, drink some orange juice or do some of that emergency stuff.
And you should wash your hands a lot when you're there.
You should wear a mask.
I can't. Gavin, what are you doing?
Building a crib.
Building a crib. Oh, that's fun.
It's cute.
That is fun.
The Harry Potter nursery is just coming together right now.
Oh, wow. That's great. Are you going to have a mobile of Harry Potter things like on Quidditch broomsticks flying around?
So it was funny because we were at, what was it called? Pottery Barn?
Yeah.
Not a great place.
That's expensive.
It was window shopping, not actual shopping.
Yeah, the Pottery Barn's crazy.
Her mom has gotten us stuff from there and we're like,
great.
Let them. Karen, stop.
No, like, let them. Like, let them buy you everything.
I know. It's so nice. It's so much. But there are these candles. Like, so in Hogwarts, the castle
that is
Harry Potter,
yeah.
In the main dining area, there, the Great Hall, if you want to call it that, has these floating candles.
Oh.
And so at Pottery Barn, there were floating candles. There was like a set of 10. They were $150.
Oh.
So we ordered $20 ones on Amazon.
Attaboy.
Because you know what? Bennett's not going to look up there and go like, oh, cheap.
Yeah. Like, so. They won't know, you know. Oh, I figured out, like the other day, we were at a meeting. And they were like, so-and-so welcomes baby Zur. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are we doing, like, pronouns? Like, come on, man. Not here, too. Like they didn't know what the baby was. Because, like, Bennett is the name that Gavin and Haley have picked out for their child. But they don't know the gender and they're not going to know the gender. But I thought this person was doing like a thing, like trying to, you know, not genderize my baby. And I'm like, seriously? And we're doing that here and someone posted that?
Just assuming
Oh, I know. But I even asked everyone in the room, I'm like, wait, are we, is this, does anyone know this? Like, am I the only one seeing this? And it turns out it's their last name. Wow. So I'm really glad it was not anything to be worried about.
Figure. That's hilarious.
I have a hypothetical situation, and this one is for Gavin.
Is it for Bennett?
Yes. Gavin, let's say hypothetically that we find out.
Remember, this is going to be a real child.
This is, yeah. Right. This
will, okay, right. Like, don't hate
me. But there's not a gender yet, so you know.
What? Well, wait, you haven't even heard me out. Okay, so, you know, they found through a DNA test the Golden State Killer.
Oh, yeah.
And he had been, yeah, like, he had been, like, killing for years and years and years, and then he just stopped, and they were never able to find him, and through DNA, they were able to trace him down. Okay, let's say that there's something else like that out there, okay? There's like another serial killer out there that we haven't found yet, but DNA is about to find them. And they find out that his real name is Bennett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Would that change?
No, not at all.
Even if he goes down as the worst of the worst, they're like, oh, Bennett. Oh.
Like, yeah, if he's like one of the if he's a history book.
Like, Chucky is known for that creepy kid.
Yeah. I don't think it can do it. I don't think it can hurt. I don't think it can harsh our vibe because it's her family's last name. So Bennett will just always be there. And I can easily go, you know what? Like, the best of Bennett is not that Bennett, the serial killer.
That's interesting that's her last name and that's why you're her maiden name. Yeah, boy, she's running that show.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the Gavin's choice for a kid's name is low.
I know.
It's number four or something.
I had and thinking about this, my wife's maiden name was Payne. And like if we had a boy, Payne. She could have named him Payne.
Hayden Payne.
Not Hayden. I don't have a son.
Hayden, no. Yeah,
but that's actually not a bad idea because a lot of times I know women feel like they're getting hosed when their name isn't in it. Because my wife, even back as long ago as we got married, 31 years ago, if she had come to me and said, because there was a time where she was sad about
to
not being
behind.
Her
about
getting married. Yeah. She went through a depression. Yeah. It was really dark time. No, when she told me one time, she goes, I we were talking about getting married and everything and her taking my name. And there was a moment where she was kind of sad. I'm like, why are you sad? I don't understand this. I thought it's tradition and I thought it would be cool. She's like, well, I'm my dad's little girl. And that's been my name, and now all of a sudden it's not my name anymore, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. I'd never thought of it in that context. And if she had said she wanted to be, you know, a hyphen, like Payne hyphen, you know, like, I would have been fine with that. Like, I wouldn't have
thought on that. What if she said she wanted to not take your name at all, and she wanted you to take her name?
That would not have done that. No, that's crazy.
But she's crying, and she's like, the bep.
Yeah, bep, 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 yeah. You know what? Probably back then I would have gone for it. Now, absolutely not. Like
hypothetical, Hayden marries a woman and takes and, their and last
she,
name.
He, yeah, he takes her last
That's
name.
What he does, man.
Yeah, I'm
sacrificing.
Not. I'm not at that wedding. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting.
We had debated. I mean, I don't know if I considered it as much as she did, but she had thought, you know, going through the hyphenated last names. For
yeah,
us
it's not a horrible idea.
And I thought about it. I was like, we totally could.
Because sometimes people think women think they lose their identity, and I get that. Or like, how many women do you see like from high school that have to do like their full name and then the last name, their new last name, but they use their old last name so you could find people that you used to go to school with? You
know, I mean, but you said that it took a second for her to overcome. Haley, she I think was quick on the like Grandstrom.
Yeah, taking your
train.
Name. She like was good with that.
She was good with it. It was quick and easy. And it's funny though, because like at first it took a hot second to. And I'm curious. It took a hot second to call her Haley Grant. Like it took a minute for me to even even some days I'll still call her by her old last name
Haley
for
Bennett.
Whatever reason. But now I'm gonna be calling my kid that name.
Yeah,
so.
That's cool. I do like that. Did we get through all of your weekend plans?
That's just the one thing.
That's it.
Okay. We had a successful time building a trundle bed.
Nice.
So I'll report back as to whether or not there is a successful team building.
Okay.
Again.
Oh, you still have this up on the sheet here. Fancy like. Here we go.
Oh.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
And you're like, I like country music, and there was a time like I was super into it, and I've kind of not been into it that much lately, and you're more into it than I am, and probably even Betty more than me anymore. Talladega hit up Walker Hayes, who did the Fancy Like song, and I guess fans aren't happy. I guess you can't be, like, for race fans,
NASCAR
like
fans.
For NASCAR and Dega, you know, you have to be super country, I guess. So they announced that there'd be a concert before the Geico 500 at Talladega. And Walker, I guess, has been getting to do, like, NFL and NHL and NBA games and stuff like that. But he's not a popular choice. And one person said, sorry, this dude isn't country. I grew up on country music, and he's not a country singer.
Oh, come on. Okay, wait a minute.
Beyonce? And you guys are playing that as the number one song in country music?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's more country than some other guys that are considered country.
Absolutely.
We met the guy.
He's great. Like, I love the one quote somebody said, guess everyone else good was busy.
Oh, that's tough, man.
That's a tough crowd.
I don't know what the backlash is. Have you guys heard anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I don't know. And maybe it's just a lot of times when they go, there's backlash on the internet, it's two trolls, you know, that then something catches a little fire, but it makes it seem like it's bigger than it is.
I bet you 100 times out of 100 there, like he gets up there, starts performing, and everybody knows that song.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody probably enjoys it. Also,
absolutely.
You always kind of semi hope that he gets up there. I love his song Craig, where he talks about
so good.
You know, a guy who hopefully he sings a song like that, which you need some good goodness out there.
We talked about this on the show. We were talking about something else with Walker Hayes, but we did a really good interview with him. Like, he's not because I did a good interview, but he's just great to interview, him and Craig both. And so I'd love for you to check that out and just text the word Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, to 91979, and we will hit you up with a link. If you haven't already seen it, it's really good. Okay, we're still kind of on this, things being trendy and, you know, kind of going viral or whatever. Have you seen the thing that said it was an Instagram post? Rock, you spend more time on Instagram than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen this on TikTok, but breaking news, Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus say they will leave the United States if Donald Trump is president in 2024. What's your reaction? And, like, I guess it got, like, you know, the post was liked more than 100,000 times and, like, people went nuts with it. Have you seen that on your
Mm-mm.
Instagram feed?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it didn't come across for you. I'm curious how viral it was, because I did a little digging, and it's not 100% accurate. Like, Taylor Swift, no one could find anywhere where she said that, but she is, like, a bona fide Biden fan, you know, and not a Trump fan. But in 2016, Miley Cyrus actually did say that she would leave if Trump won. But then a year later, after he did win, she said leaving would be ignorant in an interview that she did. And she said that her original claim was ignorant and dumb, adding, that's me abandoning my country when I think I've got good things to say about my country. And trust me, I hear every day on Instagram, just leave already. When are you going to leave?
Oh, that's kind of semi-self-aware. That's funny, actually.
Yeah, that actually is, honestly, that is self-aware.
Props to her.
For her to say, because a lot of times when people go to that extreme, all they're trying to do is they're never going to leave, but they're just trying to show you. And trying to make you understand how upset they would be if this, because to leave this great country to go somewhere else mm-hmm. is just their way of showing the utter disdain for this person. Mm-hmm. And so she did that. But I'm fascinated by the fact that she would call herself ignorant and dumb, her decision to say that, ignorant and dumb. Like, that is actually self-aware from Miss mm-hmm. Miley. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe she's growing up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe so.
Do you know how old she is?
No, she's got to be in her late 20s. Early 30s.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
But she's like 33.
Is she?
31.
31. Wow. Mm-hmm. I've seen some things lately with her, like with like really big hair and stuff like that, but she looks like a 60s Jane Fonda kind of look to her. Like, she looks like her look that she has now makes her look older than she mm-hmm. is. Like, oh, wow, what are
her
we doing
post
here?
Hannah Montana roller coaster is wild.
Yeah.
There's a lot of loops on that thing.
Yeah. And Hannah Montana was actually not a bad show.
I
did not hate me some Hannah Montana.
I loved Hannah Montana. Wizards of Waverly Place was a solid show. Yeah. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I liked the friend on Hannah Montana. What was her name?
Oh, boy.
I remember Jackson was the brother.
And then Wade? Wayne. What's her dad's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray, right, yeah.
Was the dad.
What was the friend's
Emily
name?
Emily Osment is the actress.
Yes, yeah, and she was great. Yeah, she was actually, yeah, not a bad show at all. Lady Rock, what do you
got? Anything to say?
All right, speaking of shows, I have found a list of what people are saying are the funniest TV shows of all time.
Oh, this is a tough list because everybody will be very subjective on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A couple of ones that made the list. Let's see. Let's start at 10.
Oh, good.
Married with Children.
Oh, wow.
Never saw it.
It was one of those shows that was edgy at first. It starred Ed, Ed O'Neill that went on to do Modern Family, and Katie Sagal. It was for its time. It was like an edgy show, and I remember watching. It was moderately funny. I don't know if funny of
all
time.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Modern Family, number 9.
I loved Modern Family.
I need to watch that.
Modern Family, I know, and I understand, like, they had the gay couple and stuff, so a lot of people are like, no, I want nothing to do with that. And I get that, and that's your choice. But, like, from the writing standpoint of that show, the writing was so good in that show, and I really did enjoy it. Did you watch much of it, Rock?
Yeah, okay. I liked it. Parks and Rec, number eight? Number eight.
No.
I bet there's still some really good stuff to come, though.
I bet it's number eight because, I mean, you got to admit the first two seasons.
They were meh.
There are some good shows out there, but once they picked up steam and got the character, once they got, like, Andy
Jerry,
dialed in. And
I think
they had a heyday in the middle, and then, like, the first 2 years and the last two.
Oh, I like the end.
We're starting to slow. Did you really?
I mean, like, I liked the, you had Ben and Leslie getting married. Yeah. You had Ron finding his wife.
Yeah.
You had, like, all these kind of interesting storylines of their sort of, like, furthering their careers. Mm-hmm. And, it was good.
Number 7 is Whose Line Is It Anyway?
It's a good
one of my all-time favorites.
It is a great. I never put that as a comedy show.
I don't like the new version.
With Wayne Brady?
Yeah, I like the 90s version.
It's fun to watch old clips.
When you've got like...
Ryan Stiles
and Colin Mochrie.
Oh, those two are great.
So good. They're so fantastic together. And I used to sit there and just cry. I was laughing so hard.
Wayne Brady did like the best music stuff for them. I think that's why they brought him in.
He's so talented.
He is good.
But
now, did you like it when Drew Carey was hosting it, or when it was
Drew
the?
Was good.
Okay.
I liked it when Drew was on there.
You watched the original though from England with like
no,
the,
no. What? This is the American one.
You didn't watch the English
watch
one.
The English,
okay.
You know?
The American one. The English one had two of the guys. It had Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie on it, I believe. They did some with that, I think. Hmm. Or did they have the English host here? That could have been before Drew Carey hosted because they had a different host.
I don't know.
Oh, good. My glass is ready. I just got a call. My glass. I made a frame for something for my wife, and I needed custom glass, and it appears it is ready.
Sweet.
So.
Number 6, The Simpsons. One that I've never watched.
Nope, me neither.
Never watched it, but I know Wally has.
I loved The Simpsons for years because it was edgy enough without being Family Guy, and the characters in it were great. They would take on stuff that was timely, and they did a pretty good job at doing timely. South Park perfected timely because they made their animation easier.
Yeah.
So something that you were seeing in the news this week would end up in South Park like the next week, and like The Simpsons couldn't turn it that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made, I think, South Park a viable comedic show that felt more timely.
But also viable.
South Park was
just
way wrong.
Just nasty.
South Park number 5.
Yeah,
that's so good.
It's funny because the guys that did that, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, also did Book of Mormon,
they did.
The Broadway play. And it's edgy and rough too, but there's an episode of South Park that is basically what they did with Book of Mormon, exposing it, that they did for South Park. Fascinating as to what Mormons believe and what they add, because Mormons will tell you, oh, we're Christians, but they add a lot to the faith and with the Book of Mormon and all this other stuff. It's funny because my friend Gregor Bears and Molly, they I hate saying it in that tone of voice.
Serious.
They moved out to Utah, and there's a lot of Mormons there and stuff. And my wife was really like upset when they left, and she's like, anywhere but there, because like my like my wife's or my mom's uncle has been a missionary in Utah to the Mormon church, because they're out there hitting everybody up, and his church is a missionary to them and helping get people out of the depths of that. And, and like we had asked him questions, and he wrote this giant thing that goes point by point of how they're different and why it's different and why it's culty, you know, and it was fascinating to me. And so anytime Greg is around, he knows it bothers my wife, so he'll take pictures of himself on his bike rides out in front of Mormon temples. And he's like, they've almost got me, and drives her nuts. Gavin even asked me earlier, he's like, what if the Mormons, because Greg set up a meeting for the Mormons to come to his house to just so get it over with so they don't keep ringing his doorbell, and now they can mark him off as unsaved, you know? And Gavin was like, what if the Mormons get him and you didn't? Like, I would be pissed.
It's like you planted the seed of religion,
right?
But not the plant that came out was not the Jesus or the Christian,
right?
No, shoot, do Mormons think themselves
Mormons? Mormons will say that they're Christian, and if you say that they're not, they get really bent on you. And so we might have some Mormons that listen to the aftercast. And if you're bent right now, I'm sorry, but like, just do some research. Like it's different. It's not the same. It's not maybe the same. Like, you have a whole guy that wrote a whole separate book that he was supposed to be divinely inspired by, and he's the only one that knows it, you know, kind of thing. And if you look into the history of Joseph Smith, it's kind of a mess. So anyway, that's just a whole story for another time.
Getting to number four is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That show had to grow on me.
I really want to get into that, because every time I see a clip, I think it's hilarious.
Yep.
But Andy Samberg, I don't know.
I don't normally like him, but this one, that show grew on me.
Number three is a little surprising to me.
Cheers.
Looney Tunes.
Oh, man.
No, Looney Tunes.
No, they're funny. No.
No.
Silly.
Animaniacs, Looney Tunes.
Just weird. I feel like this is tough, because I feel like because of, that was three?
Yeah.
Do you like Roadrunner?
There's some sitcoms.
No.
Thank you.
He's annoying.
Yeah, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote. I never liked any of that stuff.
Daffy is annoying.
I like Bugs Bunny. I like Sylvester.
Duck
I like
season.
Porky
Rabbit
Pig.
Season.
Yeah. Number two, one I haven't seen. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I've never seen that either. I've seen it come up. I watched one episode. I watched like half of an episode and was like, no.
I think Danny DeVito's funny. I actually like the guy. There's like one of the guys from this show was the one who partnered with, I think, who partnered with Ryan Reynolds when it came to buying the...
Oh, yeah, the Wrexham. I think you're right. I think it was that guy.
I've liked him a lot as just a person and seeing him, and he's a big Philly guy, and he's funny.
Yeah.
But that show always felt like it didn't hit home runs.
That was the only TV show I think that guy's ever been in, too.
Oh, probably.
I'm pretty sure he hasn't done much of anything
else. I don't see him in movies these days, so...
Coming in at number one.
This seems obvious.
Cheers?
No.
No.
It seems obvious?
I think
it is. It comedies of all the best comedies of all time? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
It's like
TV comedies, yeah.
Like Parks and Rec's older brother character.
Oh, would it Oh, The Office.
Yes.
Has to be.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Number one.
See, I'm surprised personally that like the top 10 and some of this like some of those things were over like other shows like Friends. Or maybe Cheers.
Or Seinfeld.
Seinfeld
was a
classic.
huge phenomenon.
Yeah. But I mean The Office.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's one of those that's kind of like you turn it on and you feel like you're with your friends.
Yeah. And it's nonstop. When you watch it time and time again, you'll hear subtle things that you didn't hear the first time. You're like, oh, that's funny. Oh, wow. Okay. And then you'll go, whoop, can't do that anymore.
There's a lot of things you can't do anymore.
I think even the, my favorite thing to watch these days are bloopers from The Office.
Yeah.
Like when they show bloopers from The Office, I think those are funnier than the show sometimes.
I think what I like about The Office is they weren't afraid to, like Michael Scott would unwittingly sometimes say the things, they would have him say it unwittingly, say the things that were super offensive, but it was designed in such a way that it was designed so that you were saying the wrong thing, but everyone knows it's the wrong thing, but it's still funny, you know. But then they also gave him really redeeming qualities. Mm-hmm. My favorite little portion of The Office is when you got to see Michael, like being like, there are some funny moments with him and Jan, but it was really redeeming when Holly came in.
Oh,
I
Holly
loved
was so
Holly.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. Like,
she was great.
That's a that's a button, Kevin. Like, that was, you drive your own car. Like, that was so good. Yeah. And it was so redeeming for him. And it showed him in a, it was a great character arc.
My favorite, Scott? Did I say that right?
Michael Scott
line moment was when he went to Pam's art show. He's like the only one and who he shows bought up. It.
Yeah.
He's like, that's our office. And we make paper.
Yeah.
She just like gives him a hug. Yeah. He's the only one who showed up.
Yeah. 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 That was really good. Like, I liked his whole story arc. I got to where I liked some of the James Spader stuff. I didn't like it at first. When I go back and rewatch the James Spader stuff, it's so uncomfortable.
What about Will Ferrell?
Didn't land for me.
It felt like wrong. I don't know why.
Yeah, when they needed a stopgap, and
they should have stopped.
Yeah,
but once Michael left, it was hard.
Yeah.
Pam and Jim's wedding was great. Yeah. I thought that episode was great. Sometimes when you build up to these big pivotal points, because in the beginning with Pam and Jim kind of missing each other, you know, and are they going to get together? Are they not together?
He's
with Anne. You need that for a little bit. But then it has to play itself out because you can't keep doing that.
Yeah.
And so when they did their story arc, like it became really good. But then when like Jim was pulled to another state doing the sports thing, it just started
where it kind of like fumbled their marriage started to get a little rocky.
Yeah. You're like, okay, that's not what I'm coming to the office for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all right, number one, that's fair. I would accept that.
I agree.
All right. Well, we've already done weekend plans. So birthdays.
Anything to celebrate?
Yes, we do.
All right.
We've got Steven, who wants to wish his brother, Ethan, a happy birthday. Ethan loves music, Legos, and Bionicles.
Nice.
Love me some Bionicles.
Yeah, all of that's
good. That's my childhood.
Legos. I don't even know what that is.
They're so cool. Let me look them up.
Bionicles. It sounds like something from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nope. No, it's techie. It's like Lego
Barnacles.
Version of like tech-looking type things.
Like
very angular.
Like
these guys. They used to,
They
used to be at McDonald's. They used to have McDonald's.
They're ugly.
Yeah, they kind of are, but they were cool. They made movies for it too.
When you were a kid, like going to McDonald's and getting a Happy Meal, prize in it. Oh, it was the best.
They did Neopets for a while. They had these guys.
Yeah, like I came from a different genre of time. They perfected it somewhere around the 90s, early 2000s. They would take things that were popular and, you know, and they'd partner with these things and they'd make them. When I was
like
a kid.
Thai Beanie Babies.
Right. Yeah. When I was a kid, not the case. I still remember to this day, Burger King, for whatever reason, they were on this pickle phase. Maybe because they put pickles on their burger. I don't know what. But your kid's prize was a foam pickle frisbee or a pickle train whistle. Like, I still remember those two things to this day.
Which one did you get?
I got both. I got both. Different trips. Had to wait, a few months in between them. But those were two things that we got, and I still remember them to this day.
What a win.
I know. Seriously.
And then finally, Kimberly. Kimberly's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday.
Yay,
she said, I'm a zookeeper and enjoy native plants, board games, and puzzles.
Nice.
That is pretty cool. So her question is, and I've done a little bit of research for you, so we can have a conversation about this. She said, what's one thing you look forward to from the futuristic shows, movies, cartoons, like the Jetsons,
that has
not been invented yet?
I know mine.
Go ahead.
Instantly know mine. Teleportation. Like Star Trek did that, beam me up, Scotty. Like the ability to go from one place to another place, even not in the future or in the past, but just from here to Europe and be teleported. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so great. No need for a plane to get there.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
Or just even to work.
Like, yeah.
It's just like you step out, you put your whole outfit on, you're at work.
Yeah. I do like the idea of if they ever perfect it, though, of self-driving cars. Because right now, you got guys that are millionaires and they're being flown to work or they're being driven to work and things like that. Yeah, exactly. Like to be in a place where the everyman can get in the automated car and it's safe and it's going to get you where you want to go and you just work while on the way to work, like that'd be great.
Yeah, that's a win.
It does seem like if we get to that exact point, it almost feels like we won't own cars.
Right.
Like it almost feels like there's a world where it's just like there are vehicles that go throughout and you just like,
get on one.
Like let's say you just register with the city that you go to this job at this time. Maybe you alter it one day so you just click a little button and like a little
car shoots off
Tesla
to your place.
Yeah. I can see that being a future.
A couple of things that the Jetsons predicted we do have include Roombas.
Oh, yeah. The robot vac. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jetpacks.
They are someday.
They're not there yet.
But like that could be another one of those like not accessible, but maybe someday.
I've looked into them. Like the cheapest you can get is $500,000, and they're really weird. Like it's thrusters from your hands, and you have to learn how to fly them, and your arms like go like if you get your arms out of whack, you're in serious trouble.
We're just like not close to throwing a little thing on our back, and it just doing the little.
Yeah, like they do that. They'll have somebody like jetpack into a sporting event and stuff like that, but the range is so limited. Still, it's a bummer.
Smartwatches, those are a thing now. Video phones, those are a thing now.
We're getting close to those like
digital newspapers.
Yeah, I mean that's it. Yeah.
We're getting close to those glasses that can do the have a little bit of I don't know if it's Jetsons related, but we have the Apple Vision
goggles,
things.
Yeah.
And now we're all in the tech world.
I was in the mall the other day and I was kind of in a hurry and I walked by the Apple store and I saw the things. I should have gone in and just had them do a demo, like, okay, what does this thing do? I'm not going to buy it, but what does it do? I'm just curious. I'd love to see it.
So we're answering, like, what are some other things?
So, yeah. So I looked up, like, The Simpsons, they're known for being able to predict
the
future.
Yeah.
But I looked up a couple of things to see what are things that they've predicted that haven't happened yet. Of the first female president.
Oh,
we're trying.
They tried a few years ago. Didn't happen.
Nikki tried this year.
I know. Not happening.
Not happening.
A digital Big Ben.
That's funny.
Yeah, not a thing right now. That Bigfoot is real.
We still don't know.
Still waiting. And colonizing Mars.
Yeah.
Still waiting
someday.
On that.
Still too far away. You got to get the propulsion system to get there, and you got to be able to take enough life sustaining stuff. Yeah, to get there. It's still too far away.
The fact that we've only been to Mars or that we've only been to the moon. The one time back, how come we've never?
Well, we just
back?
Landed a lunar on it.
I heard it broke.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's there, and they're like, "Oh, that didn't work." Can you imagine? Like, again, how did we do this in the '60s with slide rules and watch and rooms of computers that had less power than your phone or your watch? And we got there. You're telling me? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Now, now I'm starting to think the conspiracy theorists were right.
I know. That's a little odd.
I know. This should have been like after doing that, this should have been like, all right, look, we really want to go to Mars. Mars just isn't feasible. Let's just run back to the moon real quick, pick up some of the stuff we left there, and the country will be like, amazing, you guys are great. And then we come back and everybody's space race. But now it's like when you go to get there now and you can't just get there with all the technology and not have stuff work, that's insanity.
I know.
Maybe it's too evolved. Maybe they should go back to like the old school stuff that's not going to break digitally, and things like that. So I don't know. But I'm starting to think that there might be a conspiracy.
Makes you wonder.
I do love conspiracy theories.
Of course you do.
I'm all in.
All right.
Well, I think that's going to do it for this week. And as always, thanks for being a potty.
Did you give a shout out to Hayden?
Mm.
Who?
R.I.P.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, that was it.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a potty.
Bye.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.